We're back with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's the plot line for a new movie. A Filipino-American has just arrived in Manila when he receives an urgent call on his cell phone. A voice he doesn't recognize tells him his mother and sister have been kidnapped by an Islamic terrorist group. If he doesn't comply with what they're demanding, his family will be killed.
Ma'am? Mia. Mia. Mia.
This film is a very low budget, but high adrenaline thriller. It's called Cavite. If you're at your computer, you can go to the website. It's CAVITEmovie.com, Cavite. It's good enough by itself, but then throw in the story of how it got made for less than $10,000 by co-producers, co-writers, co-directors, Neil De La Lana and Ion Gamazan. Ion, 31 years old, also stars in Cavite and still works a day job as a stock supervisor at a Banana Republic in San Diego. Ion and I spoke earlier just before Cavite was to be shown at the Los Angeles Film Festival.
When we started auditioning, originally it was supposed to be a Filipino-American actress, and we auditioned for a year, and we couldn't find anyone who wanted to go to the Philippines. Hundreds, literally hundreds of auditions, and maybe 80% of them, 90% of them didn't want to go, which isn't surprising because we told them, no bodyguards. It's just going to be, you know, me and Neil with the actress, and that was it. And they had to share a room with us, and we were strangers. So it was understandable. Exactly. And so, you know what? 2 weeks before the actual shoot, we have to do this. We have to do something. And Neil thought of the idea of, you know, how about having me as the actor? And I thought he was nuts, but...
Had you ever done acting before?
I've done some acting with our, like, projects, but then nothing like this. So I thought, you know, I could do this. We'll just go to the Philippines, shoot, and it'll just be a two-man crew.
All right. Well, you go off and you do this.
Right.
You're moving around Manila and then other towns out in the countryside. You're seeing a lot, but you're also not seeing a lot. I don't know if you did that because it would cost more money to go shoot inside a bank or various other places.
Right.
Or if it was storytelling technique.
It was both, but it was mostly for budgetary reason. There was a scene in there where we couldn't actually shoot in a bank, and we thought of that during the writing process. You know, we don't have the money. We should plan out for this, but he has to go in the bank. And so Neil and I came up with having just a little story about a kid, you know, and his experiences living in the Philippines.
Wait, this is the little boy.
The little boy.
Who at one point steals the traveling bag that you have. You can't quite figure out when you're watching the film, is this boy working for the terrorists, or is he just a street thief, or who is he? What is he?
He's just a kid trying to make a living. A lot of kids in the Philippines is just poverty level. They just need to make some kind of money, and they will do anything. Most of them, you know, they're not going to steal, but then some of them will go that far, and maybe more.
What's it like getting off an airplane in a place that you personally can't remember, I imagine, or can't remember much about, and then going out and trying to shoot a film in these desperately poor slums and places outside of Manila?
It was very, very scary at first because I didn't know what to expect. But when we got there, there were these families in like a house smaller than a bathroom, like family of five, and they were just very happy with what they have, and you know, they were just very friendly to us.
Ian, you've made this film now.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get a distributor.
Right.
People are saying nice things about it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Are you going to go on and be a filmmaker, or are you going to be an actor?
Well, if we're going to be making independent films, then I'm ready to be an actor also, because that's basically what you have to do. You do anything you have to do to make the film, and if you have to act in it, you act in it. But filmmaker first, definitely.
Ion Gamazan, co-director and star of Cavite.